This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3112 for Tuesday, the 7th of July 2020. Today's show is entitled Finishing the Frame on the Long Wheelbase Recumbent and is part of the series Bicycles. It is hosted by Brian in Ohio and is about 9 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is an aerated slideshow of the next steps in building a bespoke recumbent bicycle.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio, Brian in Ohio here. I'm out from under my rock, and I'm continuing the narration of building the recumbent bike using D.A. Carson's plans that are available at his website, recycledrecumbents.org. Specifically, I'm building, there's the Mach 1 recumbent bike that he offers plans for, and I'm on page 3 and 4 of the plans. Where I left off last time, episode 2962, I had the top half of the frame done. And now to finish off the frame, two assemblies have to be completed. One is putting in a rear triangle, and the rear triangle is the part on the bicycle that is where the rear wheel fits. And then connecting that rear triangle all the way up across the frame to the front part of the assembly that was done a couple episodes ago. So I didn't get any soundscape recordings from the garage this time. I'll just describe. I've got some pictures in the show notes. If you don't use the show notes, you're going to miss out. Probably don't even want to listen to this one. But if you like the show notes and you don't mind looking at some pictures, I'll describe what I did. Let's get started. So picture one shows the rear triangle assembly. When you get done cutting up the frames, you end up with two rear triangles. And luckily you do, because even in the plans, Mr. Carson says that you'll probably mess up one as you're trying to figure out how to bend this thing. And he was right. I needed both of them to get it done. So I followed his advice. I used the one that I thought was not going to work first, and then I that gave me enough information and a chance, you know, a good try at doing it, and then I was able to get the second one done pretty well. The picture here shows the rear triangle is jigged up in my trusty Workmate, a tool that I highly recommend. Picture two is just a close-up showing not only the way it's clamped in, but I went underneath the Workmate table to actually get this to work. It also shows an old axle inside the frame there, which is good to show you where the wheel's going to go. But in the end, Mr. Carson recommends that you do that, put that axle in there when you're bending it up. But in the end, I didn't use it. I found it to be kind of just in the way. The last picture three shows shows the front view of it being jigged up there in the Workmate. Picture four. To actually do the bending, I had a piece of pipe and a brick. You got to use something to get a place, a fulcrum, to bend those tubes down. And what you end up doing is heating up those pipes right where the pipe touches, where the tubes of the bicycle touch the pipe, and then you bend that piece down when it's cherry hot. and picture 5 there, you see the completed process. That's, and you'll notice no rear wheel in it, and different colored frame, because that's the red bike frame that I ended up using it. But that's what it looks like when it's done being bent. The discoloration, of course, is where all the paint got burned off, and that's the completed process there. You then take that piece and you have to braze it into the frame. And so what I did was I used some long pieces of metal that I had laying around, one long piece down the long axis of the bicycle, and then I put another piece of metal into the where the axle of the wheel is going to fit. And I used those to sight, by going down to the far end of the bike and to the left and to the right, I could sight to make sure that the frame, the rear triangle, was square in the frame, perpendicular, basically really eyeballing it. And honestly, it took a couple hours of fiddling to get this done right. It's important, it's worth the time, and I always find it amazing how if you really take your time, you can really see square and parallel and perpendicular with your eyes. Pretty amazing. So after it's all jigged up and clamped down, you braze the part in, and that's picture 7. Shows the rear triangle brazed into the bike. And so it's just brazed in at the what is going to be the top of the bike, which is upside down right now. And now those two tubes have to be connected with the, if you look at the very front of the bike where the front wheel would be, there's two tubes from the original bike, and you have to connect those two parts there. And to do that, you use something called EMT. It's a mild steel tubing used for running conduit for electrical stuff, and it's pretty easy to bend. And so you use some of that material to connect those parts up and to tie the whole frame together. And what you see in picture 8 is the starting of that process. What you do is you cut take a hacksaw and you cut a slot into the long axis of the EMT. And then picture 9, you see it, you open it up. I used a piece of bar to open up the fish, it's not a fish mouth, to open up that EMT. And you end up with, in picture 10, you see it open. And then what you do is, in picture 11 shows the tool that you use to bend this pipe. Now this first bend is pretty easy. It's just one it took about 10 degrees of bend or so to get it to match up with the tube. You're just eyeballing it here. This is the first part of the bike that you're building, not using any bike components. It's completely custom to your parts that you have. So again, you just take your time and get it to fit right. And it's not super critical, but the better it fits, the easier it is to braze up. Then in picture 12, you see all of the those two components on the bike ready to be brazed up. So you braze it at the both ends of the pieces of frame, and also up the down original down tube where the seat would go, which is now sticking straight up, that blue pipe. You braze it in there too. So you need to have good connections on all those. Doing that completes the frame, and basically you then just cut the top of that blue pipe to size, so it's not hanging out there. And just for orientation purposes, if you don't quite understand picture 12, the bike's upside down in the frame, in the workmate. So it's upside down. You flip it over, and the bike will be right side up. That completes that part of the process. Not too difficult. Just take your time. The hardest part was getting the triangle square and perpendicular inside the frame there, and it's worth taking a lot of time to do that. The next parts that I have to build are the parts that connect the rider to the bike, the seat, and the handlebars. And so for the next show, that Well, we'll keep that for the next show. Thanks for listening. It's Brian in Ohio signing off, reminding everybody to go fast, take chances.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.